Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we grab a random show and see how long we can hold on. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 15.
Your random number between 1 and 15 is 2.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 117.
And while I go pick out a podcast, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Category number 2 is business. Show number 117 is Strange Money. Strange Money is the brainchild of country boy from Idaho and a trailer park kid from Washington State that happened to move next door to each other in Utah. Though they learned many important lessons growing up, money and creating wealth were not part of the curriculum. Professionally, they took different paths. Will as an attorney and Nick in the financial service industry, but each came to the game or to the same critical conclusions about creating safe, sustainable, and lasting wealth. They found that a tremendous amount of financial misinformation exists and that the wealth is not created in the ways most Americans think of it is. Our mission is simple. We empower you to think differently about your finances and how you can more effectively save, invest, and prepare for a secure retirement. We encourage you to push back against conventional wisdom where it falls short, and we embolden you to take action, even though others may view it as strange. Hence the name Strange Money. We're listening to episode number 36, and I will just tell you right now, every episode starts with the phrase Strange Money episode, like Strange Money episode 36, tax reform and 401k. So that's a mistake. It should be tax reform and 401ks episode 36. If you want to do that, you don't need Strange Money episode. I just spoke at Washington, D.C. this past weekend, which why we missed a couple shows last week. My apologies for that. But I just spoke about this. This is one of the mistakes I talked about in my presentation. The name of your show is Strange Money. It says Strange Money on your artwork. You don't need to put Strange Money in the name of your episode. You're wasting that space. But this is episode number 36, and it goes a little something like this.
All right. The Strange Money Podcast with Nick and Will begins
3, 2, 1
now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Strange Money, the podcast for people who want to think differently, challenge conventional wisdom, and have the courage to take action. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Strange Money, the number one. That's at Strange Money, the number one. My name is Nick Jensen. I'm here with Will Street. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Strange Money.
Life is good. It's time
lots
to get
of energy.
That's right.
Hey, before I forget, oh, our contest.
Yes.
So just a reminder, if you have not heard of the contest, yes, we are giving away a Generation 3 Apple Watch December 15th. The way that you enter is you take a snapshot on your phone of you listening to Strange Money.
Screenshot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A screenshot. So it's going to have the Strange Money logo on your screenshot. You're going to post that on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, hashtag Strange Money. Also
tag us.
Tag us at Strange Money, the number one. Every post will give you an entry into the drawing. So December 15th, that happens.
Beautiful. That's going to be good.
And I will make sure that Will does not put his old Apple Watch in the box.
You'll never know. I could, maybe I'll put, what if I put my watch and like an autographed picture of myself? Would that make right. up the difference for the?
Let's get to the content.
Kenny, is that a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Generation 2 with my... Okay, thumbs down,
he says. Do you have a headshot to yourself?
No. I could print one, though.
That would be awesome.
And I've actually... We should get
Will Street headshots.
I think we should.
Yeah. Come on.
I need some headshots, and I've worked really hard on my signature.
Come back to the show.
Have you?
It's changed. Because I had forever... I tried... My name isn't... Doesn't lend itself to like a good, you know, loopy, swoopy signature like...
Okay.
You know, like athletes. You see the way athletes sign stuff, and you're like,
bored.
That is awesome.
They must go to signature school.
Big giant J, and then there's some squiggles. My signature always sucks. Like, it's too legible. Or, you know, like a doctor, it might be like a line with a little squiggly do and like a dot.
Eight,
Seven, mine's always just been super legible. Six, so I've been working on mine, making five, it a little less legible, four, a little cooler looking.
Three,
so I'd be glad to practice on some headshots and to get those out to the listeners.
Dude, my signature has evolved over time too. And right now it's an N and a J.
I think
I really thought they would come back. I really thought they would. But when that guy started talking about his signature after the other guy derailed the conversation, I was like, okay, I guess they're not coming back. So, number one, the first guy who's not Will, very mush mouthy, very just, you know, all right, my name's, and his microphone is kind of like, welcome to the show. So he was, and I've noticed, I'm looking at your sound files here. You are really, really, really loud. Your sound files are like borderline distorted, probably, because they're that loud. So I'd watch that when you're making your files. And everybody does this. I saw this twice at DC Podfest. They would be like saying, see, I just did it. It would be like me saying, if somebody said, what's the name of your show? And I go, Podcast Radio Show. Like, you know the name of your show. And when you say Podcast Rodeo Show, well, it's Podcast Rodeo Show. If you want people to remember it, they have to understand it. And I don't remember what his name was, but I'm here with Will. Slow down. It's weird because on one hand, I want you to hurry up and get to the content, but I do want to understand what I'm saying. And it's a bummer that that guy got completely derailed with a headshot joke. You could have said, you have a headshot? No, I don't. All right, well, meanwhile, back at the show, and I don't mind starting off with a contest because you want everybody to hear it. But in the end, they got derailed and never came back. Their website is thewealthstandard.com is where you can find their show if you want to hear more of Will and whoever else the other guy was. But for me, no, not really. I mean, it was okay. I like the energy. They seem to have a good chemistry, but for this show, my first impression is looking at the first 5 minutes and you never made it to the content unless the content was how to analyze your signature. So if you'd like to have your show reviewed, if you'd like to get my honest opinion, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and you'll hear your show right here. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride.